The following is a production of the Geek.io Media Network. For more geeky goodness, go to geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io for more information.
Hey, hey you. If you're listening to this and don't want to hear expletives, you probably shouldn't listen to it. It's going to get interesting.
Hi, this is Andy, otherwise known as Gomez of the AIE Podcast, and you're listening to Geek.io, where you put geek in and geek out.
Mobile audio stream enabled at tunein.alphageekradio.com.
No.
Chat room enabled at geek-io.net/live.
Yes.
Geek.io initialized.
We're geeking out across the globe, so tuck in and hold on to your butts. It's time for the Geek.io show.
Geek.io. Put geek in and geek out.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Geek.io show. I just realized having the intro on makes me super crunchy roll on the belly of some board. Thank you. Welcome to Geek.io, your weekly dose of geekery and smelly cookies, episode number 123, recorded Thursday, the 1st of October 2013. See, I am also good at tying in pre-show titles into the main show, because that is what I am paid to do, except I'm not paid. CJ Bode is out this week. I am taking over hosting duties. I'm Dale Campbell.
And I was going to say that I'm Jared Smelly Cookies as a veto, but Dale stole my punchline, so... I'm just Jared as Vito. It's boring.
I'm Raul Garza.
There's plenty of
more boring. There's plenty of smelly, crunchy cookies to go around.
I don't know if I want to eat smelly, crunchy cookies.
Well, see, the thing is, it's just the smell that's bad. It's not the taste. The taste is fine. The taste of... cookies or mummy's cookies are totally fine. It's just
mummy. whatever you call them over there and down under.
Mum's fine with a U because that's how we like putting U's everywhere. Thinking of putting U's everywhere.
In the country, yeah, well. That might as well be on a different planet.
Well, see, crunchy rolls. I could do with a crunchy roll right now. Yes.
Crunchy roll? If you want to, the anime streaming site?
Or, you know, the delicious sushi where they put, you know, honey, soy sauce, and cornflakes on top of the sushi roll. Just tell me that do that over there.
Why not? I'm not a big fan of sushi. Where I'm from, it's deep fried fish. That's the only kind of fish we eat.
Cooked
fish,
that's
too.
A shame. No, I do love some sushi. It can be deep fried sushi and be crunchy. It can be raw sushi and delicious.
Cornflake
sushi? What?
Yeah, they put... Don't you... See, I'm just weird. Okay, so there's a particular type of sushi. You know, take your traditional, like, chicken or California roll, and then they put this, like, honey soy sauce slash... glaze on it. See, chat's typing. I'm a bit alarmed. But anyway, they put this honey soy glaze on it, and then they put, you know, they sprinkle cornflakes on it, and it's delicious.
I'd try that.
Cornflakes. Yeah, see?
I've actually heard them put cornflakes on what's it called? French toast.
Yeah, I had that. When I took the kids to IHOP, I had double-dip French toast. That was, you know, dipped once and then dipped in cornflakes before it was cooked.
That's
welcome to the breakfast cast.
It was delicious.
Well, welcome to breakfast cast. Well, you know.
Then they put strawberries and some kind of lemon curd stuff on top. It was amazing.
Did they put the powdered sugar on top too?
I don't remember.
You guys, you do realize it's right around lunchtime for me. So this conversation is killing me right now.
You have IHOPs down under?
We don't have... We don't have IHOPs. We have IHOP knockoffs, and they're clearly IHOP knockoffs.
Well, if you don't have an IHOP, then it's not truly an international house of pancakes.
We have
lies. All lies.
Palace of pancakes. We have Palace of Pancakes. That's one of the cool ones.
House of Pancakes?
Palace of Pancakes.
Oh, Palace.
But do they have cornflake dipped French toast? That's the important question here. Brioche French toast.
I wish I had cornflakes dipped French toast in, I was about to say toast, in my stomach right now. I wish that I want that in my stomach. Right now.
So, okay, my stomach's full of tacos.
Ooh, tacos. My stomach is full of Coca-Cola, which is not.
Oh, cola. It's like chicken. My stomach is full of Coke. Whoa, what?
Whoa. Oh, full of Coke, however you want to take that. But anyway.
You going across the border or something? What's going on?
No, that's another kind of meat. We don't talk about that.
But you know what we should talk about, Dale?
You know what we should talk about? We should talk about meat. Trying to find the bumper that I had queued up.
Nice.
See, I was going to ask how you guys have been, because I haven't been on the show for about 2 or 3 weeks. But apart from, you know...
No, I haven't been on the show either for a few weeks. Well, I guess it was here last week. That's right.
See? Lies.
That was the Dragon Con reunion show, and I just kind of sat back while you and CJ and Teddy Liza... talked about your fun times.
See,
yeah, that just means that you have to join us next year.
I probably will.
You and Buttlong can trade out the drive.
The Buttlong?
The Buttlong.
Yeah. I mean the butt.
up your Buttlong. That's.
What is it, like a 6-hour drive for you?
I think I did it in 5.
It wasn't too bad.
No. Like, I left at, like, 11 o'clock my time and got there at, like, 4, so. Yeah, it was, like, 5 hours.
There you go. Did you have a trip to IHOP? Please tell me that was a trip to IHOP.
I ate an Arby's on the way there, and then we ate at the Cheesecake Bistro when I was there.
Wait, cheesecake? They have a bistro of cheesecake?
It was amazing, too. I had Bananas Foster cheesecake. Mm.
If I don't come back to this country, I need to something wrong.
Maybe you I'm just going to live. There.
Come to America and get fat with the rest of us, Dale.
Well, you know, speaking of getting fat with the rest of us.
Gadgets, games, and gizmos.
That's how I like to do things. This is gadget.
Crunchy gizmos.
This is crunchy gadgets. Gadgets. Yeah, crunchy games and crunchy gizmos, or whatever we've been playing crunchy wise this week. You know what? I'll start because, you know, I've been a boring, and not that you really have any choice but to listen to me because, yeah, well, you know, there's that. I do apologize for my absence last week. I was playing, of course, been doing the Quidditch thing every Wednesday night as my main form of sort of exercise. And, go on.
Sort of exercise. It's fine.
Sort of exercise. It's not my primary exercise. It's a part of my exercise routine. You know what I mean? Like, it's not my... Anyway.
So it's good. I'm sure Quidditch is athletic.
It is very, very athletic. To the point of where I had a hospital scare last week.
Jeez.
Oh.
It is very athletic. It's all sorted out now. It was basically... It was like a shock. I had basically my kidney stopped functioning for about 2 seconds and I had irregular heartbeats.
What kind of Quidditch do
just
you play?
Just a minor episode, right?
Just a little one. And I went to the doctors on the Thursday and they went, so spontaneous exercise isn't your thing. And I went, it wasn't spontaneous. I was running around the field. And they're like, well, do you exercise, you know, do you do sprinting and, you know, is it contact? I went, yeah, that's the nature of it. You won't be doing that anytime soon again, will you? I went, yeah, probably next week. No. Well, they said no, but they said I could, but I'll have to, you know, take it a bit easier. So I am now on defense, so that's always fun.
No, you're not playing Seeker anymore.
I'm not playing Seeker, no. That wasn't even that week that wasn't even that week that I had that, you know, that scare. But everything's sorted out now. No rush trip to the ER at 6 o'clock on a Wednesday night, which would have been disastrous. Still had to cancel GLS that week. So that's fun. But
so,
I
told you that you were just out of shape really, right?
Pretty much. No, I wasn't fit for sprinting exercise. He said that I was, you know, fit enough to basically, I was still fit enough to run a marathon. I just can't sprint the marathon pretty much.
Oh.
Which is bizarre because, you know, 98 days. What?
98. That's what I have. Okay. But you're leaving earlier than me, so.
I am leaving earlier. I am departing earlier than what you are.
And then in 78. Yeah,
What's
78
days?
Star Wars.
I think, yeah. Because I have a countdown for Star Wars Episode 7.
Wait, hang on. So there's exactly 20 days between the Star Wars release and you coming to Disney.
Yep. So they should probably have lots of cool Star Wars stuff at Disney, I imagine, since they own them. You know.
Looking
so I hope the movie is really good, or else you just come into like a Mad Max kind of world that's ruined by a bad Star Wars
movie. I've got 91 days, 12 hours, 5 minutes, and 15 seconds.
It's got to be better than Episode 1, right? It's got to be.
Yeah, there's no Jar Jar.
There is no Jar Jar. I still love Jar Jar Binks mug, though. There's something satisfying drinking out of a Jar Jar Binks mug. Just a little bit. But anyway, apart from being unable to sprint around an oval, but I'm still, see, the thing is, it's strange. The doctor was strange. He said, you know, I can't sprint, but I can, you know, do defense, which is fair enough. But anyway. Gearing up for Disney, of course, is what that, you know, that's 91 days and it's 3 months away to the day, which is pretty exciting. I'm not going to lie. I'm really looking forward to it.
Are you ready to run 13.2 miles?
No. The doctor says I can.
But will you be ready?
My body is not ready. I just can't sprint any of it.
Well, you shouldn't sprint any marathon. That's a bad idea. I don't care how good health you're in. Sprinting a marathon is a bad idea.
It's even a bad idea. Yeah, well. I'm not fully ready, but I'm confident. That might be my ego.
Faith got her schedule. She's ramping up. I think she ran 6 this past weekend, something like that. So she's getting there.
She's getting there.
She'll be ready.
I'll be. See, my thing is, I ran 4Ks last Thursday. Whatever. That's not much in terms of miles. That would have been the Thursday before, because last Thursday I was told not to do anything. But anyway, apart from that, that would have been the Thursday before.
I haven't done anything since then. 2.5 miles in
the US. Oh, well. But, you know, Quidditch is helping, you know, build up that sort of stuff as well, because it is constantly running for an hour time. So if you add up all the mileage that I've done up and down a Quidditch pitch for about an hour. You've run up and down that thing about, you know, 40 times.
So did the doctor tell you, like, if you regularly did that, like, slowly ramping up, would you be okay?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, I just can't sprint. I just can't do anything too intense. Okay. Which I think... just by looking at the minute per mile requirement, I'm pretty sure I think it works out to, you know, 6Ks an hour, which is speed walking for me anyway. So
you got this.
I've got this. I've got this. So does Katie and Rachel. We've all got this. The girls are going to smash the marathon. That's how it works, right?
Smash the marathon.
Smash the marathon. Hulk smash the marathon. While the dads, you know, take pictures and look after the children. But technically, I'm a child, so because I'm 12, how does that work?
Now, when you come to America.
Yes, that was the last thing I was getting to. Yes, the other reason why I haven't been here because, you know, the American presidential race isn't the only presidential race that is happening. I'm kidding.
Help.
It's Donald Trump's going to win. Help, it's happening.
He's not going to win.
That's not funny.
That's not funny, Dale. That's really not funny. That was a low blow. And I do apologize. But anyway, yes, I'm now the El Presidente of the local nerd club here. So that's exciting for what that's worth. So most of my week has been spent tying up loose ends from the last week. I shouldn't say that out loud. But anyway, I am going to because I'm allowed to. God damn it. I will explain that situation. That is an off-air conversation. That is an off-air conversation there of why, you know, I say that out loud. So I can't really say that on air because I'm not really confident saying that. But anyway, I digress. But no, there's some exciting plans. We're thinking about bringing D&D into the group, you know, setting up D&D groups, you know, that sort of thing, more, you know, fun events, laser tag, and we just got, and I don't think my doctor would approve of this, we just got a, you know, trampolining place here locally. So,
a trampolining, you know, place? What is
yes,
that?
Yes, trampolining.
Is it an Australian thing and I wouldn't understand?
Yes.
Okay. Well, they have places like that here, don't they?
Do we?
Big old warehouse.
I don't know, I live in Alabama.
It's technically
here.
Called Trampoline Park, and it, you know what their slogan is? It's flipping fun.
Wah, wah.
Trump Mania is the, in the chat. Put it in our Google Hangout chat. But they do things that they really want to do is trampolining dodgeball. They offer dodgeball there. It would be a bunch of fun.
Does anyone remember Slam Ball? Anyone? It was on Spike TV for like a year or two. It was like basketball, but they had trampolines in the ground. And...
Oh, yes! Yeah, kind of. They do that at that place, too.
That was awesome.
They do that. You can come over here. Ignore all the spiders they have jumping up and down as well. But ignore those. And go over here and you can recreate, you know, that show. And we can play, you know, jump and dodge ball.
Slam ball. I'm down.
Next show will be from Australia from Jump Mania.
Yes. Jump Mania, there you go. But yeah, it's fun. We can't attest to their huge accusation there. That's quite a massive claim to make. But I was gonna say I'm saying something there. But that's the plan. So we got a heap to do. Why is my phone going ballistic?
I don't know.
All right, well, anyway, there are 3 weeks of school left in the year, and it's all hell because I have a lot of papers to write because I have no finals. So you have a heap of finals or a heap of papers to, which, you know, wouldn't be terrible. I'd rather have a heap of papers that I could stay up all night doing than, you know, a heap of finals. So everyone has about 6-7 weeks left, including finals. I only have 3, and everyone hates me, which is not unusual. So on that note, who's going to go next? See, I don't want to pick this because, you know, I don't want to be accused of having a favorite. So you take a fight amongst yourselves, and this is going to be fun to watch and see who talks first.
I'll go ahead and go first.
Go ahead, bro.
Okay.
Oh, I don't like conflict. All
right.
Just being a gentleman.
Let's see. Past week, been playing more Destiny. Been streaming Destiny during my lunch hour, about 30, 40 minutes. Just come home, make my sandwich, and stream, do the daily quest in there, which is pretty much just kill this, collect that, do this, do that. I've been playing Shovel Knight, which I made a video for, which will be up on Geek.io Gamer Geeks, probably in the next, right after the show. Video editing is hard. Especially when you have a separate audio track. Yeah, trying to learn that one. Been using Lightworks, which it's free, so I can't complain too much about it.
Which is I can't complain too much.
Well, like I said, I've been playing Shovel Knight, but the DLC is Plague of Shadows. You actually get to play as one of the villains from the main game, which it's completely unique gameplay, completely different from the main story. Let's see, like I said, lunchtime streaming. I've been streaming Heroes of the Storm, Destiny. And also, if you're watching this on Twitch, you might have noticed there's some new Twitch panels that I had, that I made this past week.
That's a Twitch panel.
The same information, but just a little panel. Bit nicer. Yeah. If you go to the Twitch, to the Geek.io Twitch, you see that the Twitch panels are uniformed.
I love those uniformed panels.
I do too.
And we've got a, well, okay. That looked really odd.
Someone was typing in the wrong spot.
Explain what just happened here. Dale is in the is in the dock, and he put right in the middle of
love goes. You delete.
Yeah, then he deletes it.
My bad. I'm sorry. No one was, carry on.
Also, we're also getting ready for Extra Life, which is next month on the 7th, which is a 24-hour charity gaming stream.
Yeah, boy. Which, we've done that. Yeah. This will be the third? Fourth?
Yes.
Third or fourth.
Yeah. We're doing it, yeah. Things like the
second. You lose track of it when you, you know.
And there's, you know, I don't know, because it's you're awake for so long and just want to die. But we'll be doing it again this year. I think this is the third time. Yeah, it is. This is the third one. Fourth, I mean. Anyway.
Yeah.
Adobe Gaming, intriguing, Leapy People. Things going on for a really long time, and I think CJ wanted to do like a D&D thing somewhere in there. We'll see, because Andy may or may not be able to participate. But was it Twitch that got new tabletop stuff built in, or I don't know. It was in one of the Extra Life Extra Life emails. Wow, I shouldn't have had to search so hard for that word. Extra Life email.
Candy balls.
They released a new tool to help with tabletop gaming.
Yeah, I don't know if that was built into Twitch or if it was just some other tool that Extra Life is providing, but it was specifically for tabletop stuff. So might be something we look into. We'll see. We'll see. We got time.
A Steam. I guess you would call it a game or a tool that integrates with D&D. It's kind of like a Roll20, but it like gives you the maps and all that. You customize it and all that. So maybe it's something like that.
Mappy wappy.
Yeah. Let's see what else is going on. Not much else. I mean, I'm trying to stream a lot more now. I'm trying to And apparently some cheese tacos.
Love panels?
Can't go wrong with love panels and cheese tacos.
Yeah. So what are you up to, Jared?
Oh, mostly work and not really anything interesting. But I discovered this new YouTube channel called Atlas Obscura about a month ago. And for some reason, this guy only has like, or well, at the time he only had like 5,000 subscribers. And each of his videos only get, I think the most was like, well, he had one that got like 70,000, but there's most of them are around 5 and 10,000. Pretty low. But his videos are awesome. They're really, really awesome. And everyone should go subscribe to his channel because they're all about 2 to 7 minutes long. They're really short. And they're just about these weird random events and places all over the world, like little tiny mini documentary things. And they're just really, they're really fascinating and they're really fun. And just go check it out. Atlas Obscura on YouTube and subscribe because it's an awesome channel and he needs more subscribers. And if you go now, you can, you know, get in there and say you were a subscriber before he had a million.
Before it was cool.
Before it was cool, right.
Also remember to subscribe to youtube.com/geekio as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that too, yeah. Of course, yeah. Subscribe to that channel. That's a given.
You should already be subscribed to that channel.
And pretty much the only game I've played is, well, aside from PBS games, which, you know, I do love the Daniel Tiger Drive the Trolley game. Bella plays that one for hours.
Maybe you should do a live stream.
Not really. Yeah, do a live stream of some PBS games. There is one that where you make a cake and it teaches you how to spell and do phonics. So that one's kind of cool.
You can do that.
I try to encourage her to play that one.
So we can do the learning channel.
She's only three. Yeah, yeah. Let's do stream some Super Y and Daniel Tiger games.
I would totally watch that.
I may actually do that during Extra Life. Just for the heck of it. Stream some Super Y educational videos. Let Bella do some streaming.
Oh,
that'll be fun.
Yeah, I know all about the educational websites.
She loves them, and they're educational, so they're good, right? And she likes games, so.
And
know,
cake. I mean, really.
That's yeah, yeah. You make a cake. All you have to do is spell spider or something. I don't know.
I'm in like Flynn. I totally know how to spell spider.
You spell spider and then you make a spider cake or something like that.
Spider cake?
It's cool.
Spider cake?
Yeah. And you can that put your sounds... strawberry no. icing on it.
That's all types of no.
It's some kind of Halloween themed tie-in. Don't worry about it.
Okay, is that what they call it these days? Alright, I believe you.
She also likes to watch me play Luigi's Mansion and Prince of Persia. She's really into those two, not sure why. Because I would think that the sand monsters would scare her. Sands of Time, GameCube version. Going back about 10 years. And I didn't know that there was a sequel to Luigi's Mansion.
Really?
Apparently. I don't know. I saw that somewhere. Anyway, the only game I'm really playing still is Fallout Shelter. And everybody's doing really well. Nobody has died. Well, I've had a few deaths, but I just revived them. Only a couple. No mass extinction like the first time I tried. So we're doing well. We've got a population about 40 going now. Mostly happy. Nobody's died. Terrible death, so. No. We're good. We're good. We're doing good.
You're doing good.
Have you gotten the giant monsters yet?
No death claws. I don't think those show up until you get a population of 60. So I'm purposely, like, holding back. Because I need some better guns. My guns really suck.
Your guns really suck today. Okay.
They do. They're terrible.
They're terrible. They're really bad.
No, just raiders and mole rats and, rad roaches.
Or
raid roaches, whatever you want to call them. Radiation roaches. And then, did I ever talk about my pebble on this show?
I don't
remember.
Because
I got it, like, back in July. Go away.
Do a search on some account that we all have where we keep former show notes.
And I like it a lot. I'm a big fan. I've joined the smartwatch revolution, and it feels good. And what's really funny is how much I realized that I miss just having a watch. You know, just like looking down and there's the time. And then this one not only gives you the time, but tells you like the day of the week and the day of the month and the weather outside, which is rad.
Just like another device.
I know. But I don't have to reach in my pocket to get it. And then I can get my texts and my email notifications and everything comes to straight to the watch. It's pretty rad. I like it. And it's got cool apps.
You have to take your phone out to reply, right?
Yes, unfortunately. On the Android, there's a microphone on the side there, a teeny tiny hole, that you can like voice reply to texts, but that only works on Android, and I have an iPhone, so.
Well, that's the old loss, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's the one downside I don't like. It is Bluetooth, and you can change the watch face. So I can have a... Oh, you can't really see it. But there's little Darth Vader, and he uses the Force to change the time. Like you do. That one's really rad. I usually don't keep it on that one because the animation sucks the battery down pretty quick. But it looks really rad.
Yeah, what's your battery life like?
I usually get about 4 days for mine.
That's pretty good.
If I put the Darth Vader watch face on, it's about a day and a half. Makes a pretty big difference, even if you turn all the animation off. And it also depends on how much you use it and stuff. But, you know, it gives you a 20%, hey, you're down to 20% warning, which basically means you have about a day left on your watch. So
or 2 seconds if you're using the Darth Vader animation. Hey, plug it in immediately.
But it also has, like, activity trackers in it. Time, you know, and a stopwatch. Well, all watches have stopwatches, but you know, all the cool stuff built in. So track your activity, your miles and stuff. So when I'm running, and I can run with it.
Yeah,
it's got a nice, nifty, rubbery watch band, which is nice. I can swim with it. I have put it.
You inserted a few more words into that sentence, by the way.
I know. Yes. And I can swim with it. I've taken it down about 6 feet underwater, and it's been fine. And it apparently can go down to like 90 feet without any issue. So it's a pretty nifty little watch. It's nice. It's sturdy. The only complaint about it was, I would say, is that it doesn't quite feel like a $200 device.
Wow. Like it's, my next question was, how much did you pay for it?
Well, I mean, this is the Pebble Time V2, basically the second generation of the Pebble Watch. You know, and it just came out in July, I think. So $200 for the basic base model, which this one is. And it's mostly plastic. Like this, the whole body part is plastic. It's got a stainless steel bezel, but you can't really see right here, but I've already scratched it on the side of the pool and that doesn't come off. You can, of course you can put like guards and screen protectors and bloody blah, but what's the point? Your watch is supposed to hold up. Screen is pretty sturdy, though.
$200 watch.
Yeah, I know. But it's not bad. I am enjoying it. I use it all. I use it constantly. It's always on me. And they do now have the Pebble Time Steel, which is the metal version, for $250. If you want to go even more, and that one looks really fancy and nice. Probably looks more like a $250 device, but. It's pretty solid. It's very reliable. Lots of battery life. I'm enjoying it. I'm glad to have it. Spend my birthday money on it. It's cool. Pebble. I'd give it 8.5 Tito's out of 10.
Whoa, wait, hang on. Here's the really important question. Is it the top half or the bottom half?
Top half?
Because you wear it on your arm?
Yes. That's fine. Top half because it goes on the wrist.
Nope. Okay. The Tito itself doesn't go on your wrist, for the record. Because if it does, you're doing it wrong.
But when I go to Disney, there's an app that you can put on your Pebble that tells you like the line wait times and different stuff like that. So that might be useful. We'll see.
and that'll probably make your watch last maybe, what, 20 minutes?
I'm sure that updates through the phone mostly, so.
Yeah.
Probably just like a Bluetooth thing. As long as you're going through Bluetooth, it's not too bad. It depends on how much animation is on the screen that really sucks the battery down.
Absolutely. Well, is there anything else?
Anybody see the Super Blood Moon? Anyone?
Yes.
Super. Oh, good. At least one of us did.
No.
No, I don't think you could see it in Australia. I could be wrong about that. I don't think you could see it from Australia.
No. Well.
No, I got up the next morning and read the thing, and it's like, oh, crap, that was last night. Oh, well. So I didn't see
it. Oh, well.
I'll have to wait another 30 years before it happens again.
Yeah, I had just gotten back in, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that blood. What was it? It was a Super Harvest Blood Moon End of the World, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah,
lunar
like
eclipse.
And like I went out and I'm like, oh, I'm just at that point where it's like fully eclipsed and you could see the red. And then I came back in, went back out like about an hour later and it had already finished and it was just barely coming out of it. Next day, bright moon, like.
Yeah, I did see it the next morning on.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
Alrighty, Jazz just popped off, unfortunately. That's a bummer. He'll get back in.
See it the next morning on my drive into work. It was still dark, and the moon was giant and bright. It was cool looking.
Yeah.
But apparently Hangouts thought my computer had gone to sleep. My computer went to sleep and kicked me out, even though I wasn't asleep. So thanks, Hangouts. Liar.
Well, with that boring, we're sending your computer to sleep.
You're boring me. Be gone.
Anyway, sorry. Wake up. Well, we're gonna liven you up with a break. Yay! Another chance for your computer to go to sleep. On the other side of this, I have no idea what we're doing. Do we want to do a segment? No one's replied to me. We'll figure that out. We're doing it live. It's Geeko, and we'll be back on the other side of this. Stay tuned while that might not. We'll be back.
Hey, you! Yes, you, fine listener of this program. You can help us become more than what we already are. I know. It's a revolution. Hold on to your butts, because I'm about to give you a URL address that could change our lives. Not really, but it would help us out tremendously if you went over to geek-io.net/support so we can do a lot more than what we're actually doing now. That website actually has a lot of links on it where you can help us out monthly through Patreon, our Patreon site at patreon.com/geek-io, or you can help us out once off by supporting those who support us. But then you can become the ones who support us, who support you, who support us. It's supportception. To continue this supportception, it's in your hands. Go to geek-io.net/support to keep this ever-long cycle of support up.
Thank you. ProXVN. ProXVN is a super secure VPN that believes you should be able to use the internet how you want to. By encrypting all traffic that goes through it, it keeps all of your data private. Your IP is completely hidden, so your location is secure and appears wherever you want it to. Keeps you safe from all of those silly Cable 6 strike rules and more. Keep your traffic safe. Go to proxpn.com and use Geek20 for 20% off of their already really low prices starting at $6.25 a month. We want to thank ProXPN for your support of the Geek.io network.
This is Willis from How It Stacks, where we answer the age-old question, hey, remember that thing? That was cool. Does that suck now? That's right. We take your favorite childhood memories in film, television, video games, comics, snacks, and more, and do our best to overanalyze and thereby shit all over your precious memories. We do this as a public service to you at no cost, so that our valued listeners don't have to waste their precious time watching things that don't stack up. Catch us and other great shows right here on the Geek.io Podcast Network at geek-io.com.
serious thing. Make one man weep, make another man sing. Change your heart to a little white dove. More than a feeling, that's the power of love. Darker than diamonds, just like cream. Stronger and harder than a bad girl's dream. Make a bad one good, make the wrong one right. Power of love will keep you home at night. Don't take money, don't take pain. Don't need no pickup like this train. It's strong and it's sad, and it's cruel sometimes, but it might just save your life. That's the power of love. And the next time you feel it, it might make you mad. But you'll be glad, baby, when you found that's the power makes the world go round. Don't take money, don't take pain. Don't be a big car, ride this train. It's strong and it's light, and it's true sometimes, but it might just save your life. Say that all in love is fair, all but you don't care. You'll know what to do when it gets home to you. With a little help from above, you'll feel the power.
Crunchy, leave me alone.
I fight crunchy.
I fight crunchy. Destroy my life.
Andy. So while we were playing the commercials there, a commercial with Gabe / Willis from How It Stacks came on, and I totally forgot. This Saturday, went to a friend of Katie's daughter's birthday party. And
oh, is this your 3D story? Right. Okay, good.
Yes. And Bella was there. Ellen Reese had gone into the little rabbit pen and were feeding the rabbits carrots, and it was very adorable. And all of a sudden, I hear Willis's voice behind me talking to someone, and I turn around, and there's Gabe. I'm like, wait, I know you. Wait. Katie's friend's last name is Willis. Why didn't I put this together sooner? I walked up and was like, hey, you're Gabe. He's like, yeah, you look really familiar. I was like, well, we've been, you know, you've been on Geek.io and Jared's video. Oh, yeah, that's right. So got to meet, hang out with Gabe for a little while in real life at a farm with bunnies and ducks and ponies and lots of children running around. It's kind of surreal.
Wow.
So yeah, it was Gabe's brother's stepdaughter's party.
Wow. Small world.
I can't believe I never put all that together, because he also knows Scotty White, which I know through the Willis people, too. So I can't believe I didn't ever put that together. That was, you know, all the same Willises, but whatever.
All the same Willises, or is it Willis I?
Willis I, whatever. I don't know how to how do you pluralize that? I have no idea.
I don't know. You don't say octopus. You say octopus. I don't know. Octopi.
So yes, my Saturday was filled with ponies, bunnies, and Willis from How It Stacks.
Yeah, and by the way, I didn't know that story, so I just picked that at random. And
now I know who doesn't read the management chat. Good to know.
When you're talking about SmackDown at 3 a.m, it gets a little bit complicated there.
Down the street from How It Stacks, don't you?
Yeah, we're all here. I live right down the street from Bud Long. I'm not sure where JD lives these days. I used to know, and I don't know where Willis lives, but we all live around here. We're all pretty close to each other.
The other two live at IHOP.
We all go to IHOP.
You go to IHOP, and you
on Tuesday nights, double... kids eat free.
Because it's free, and you have double dipped French toast. So
yeah, I think that promotion's over. So I don't know if it's still around or not. They did take away their Cinestack pancakes, which is a tragedy. But
Geek.io always using old material. That's how we do.
So since we didn't have anything in the Geek Out thing, I had a thought. We'll see.
Well, I've got a bumper. Do you want me to play the Geek Out bumper?
Yeah, why don't you do that? You do. Yeah,
why not?
No, it's the Budlong. The Budlong version. I didn't know there was a Budlong version.
Sorry, Jasmine. Not used the wrong number, but you know.
No, it's fine. We miss Bud Long. It's nice to hear his voice.
Yeah.
So it's the fall season. It's coming upon us, which means all the fall premieres are happening on TV. I mean, is there any that we geeks are excited about? I mean, there's this other podcast that I do, so this is kind of self-service for me to geek out about.
Fine, I am totally okay with this.
But, you know, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. premiered Tuesday night. Or Monday night. Tuesday night. Watch that. And Gotham started back. Watch that. Heroes Reborn is back. Flash and Arrow are coming back next week. So what are you guys checking out or excited about?
I'm checking out all those shows that you just
catching it up on Netflix.
Yes, because they just all hit Netflix.
Which, funny story about Gotham on Netflix. I went to Dollar Tree to pick up some birthday cards and other things that you can buy for a dollar. And the cashier was like, it's like, hey, how are you doing? I'm doing good. How are you doing? Amazing. Like, yeah? Really? Why? It's like, there's this show. It's called Gotham. It's Gotham before there was Batman. And there was this scene where the Penguin and the Riddler were both standing in Gotham PD talking to each other. It was two of Batman's greatest villains standing there talking to him. It was amazing. I was like, wow, dude. I've watched Gotham. It's a good show. It's pretty good. It's amazing. So thank you, cashier at Dollar Tree, for making my day. By just geeking out so hardcore about Gotham, it warms me that somebody loves that show that much. It makes me feel good because the internet is full of hate for that show, at least the first season. Really, I mean, me personally, I thought it was a very meh show. You know, average season one. It was okay. It had a lot of issues though, but it wasn't terrible. It wasn't like Arrow season one where I wanted to just kill myself and to make the pain stop. But Gotham season one is pretty solid. To what?
How far have you gotten in Arrow?
I finished season two. And season three is coming to Netflix October 7th. You should listen to the Small Screen Spoiler Show to find out, Raul.
Well, I went into depth. The show.
Oh, you haven't watched Arrow? Or Small
no,
Screen
I
Spoiler
I saw like the first two episodes and that was it.
Me personally, I loathe and despise the first season with every fiber of my being. It was the most terrible experience of my life. Not really, but it was pretty awful. Season two was significantly better and wasn't painful to watch. I still can't say I loved it, but it was much, 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 much better than season one. Like
a little bit less EW.
Yeah. I mean, they still had some soap opera-y things going on in season two, but it's not nearly as bad.
Yeah, I'm still trying to get through the final season of Breaking Bad.
Oh, that's good stuff. That's real good stuff.
Yeah, I'm on episode 4 of season 5 right now.
Yeah.
So,
it's about to get spoilers. Nuts. It's about to get nuts.
I'm literally just like, I don't know if this is a spoiler, but they just started cooking.
Okay. Have a train motorcycle?
Well, this is food cart, so that could mean anything whatsoever.
Yeah, yes. I have no idea what's happening.
Hey, isn't there a new... Sorry.
The fumigators.
The fumigators. Oh!
I remember that part.
Oh, yeah, you're at the beginning of season 5. You're not even in season 6
I'm
yet.
Yeah, at the very beginning.
Okay. Now, things haven't gotten too
crazy.
Well,
there wasn't a season 6, it's just that... Season 5.
Well, they call it season 6, but it's season 5 part 2. Yeah. But they, I don't know. It depends on who you ask.
Yeah.
But it's good stuff. Hang in there. Have you watched Mr. Robot?
No. I saw the first episode, the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked it, but I have no cable, so I can't.
Yeah, I'm in that boat too. I have no cable.
And all right. Is it free in the USA?
The first 4 episodes were. I don't know if they are anymore, but
okay.
Yeah, it was just the first 4 that were free.
But I mean, like the first episode, it kind of turned into like what's that movie with is it Russell Crowe? The Is it Eternal Sunshine of a Snow?
A Beautiful Mind.
A Beautiful Mind.
Yeah.
Kind of
turned
into a little bit of that, right?
Yeah. There's a little bit of that going on.
A little
Maybe.
Bit of Hackers. It's like if those two movies
had a baby.
Blended into each other.
That show's amazing. I highly recommend it. Are you geeking out about any shows, Dale? Keeping up with anything new these days or just Netflixing it?
Just Netflixing it mostly. I am looking forward to seeing what the Marvel's Jessica Jones turns out to be.
Oh, I can't
really
wait.
It is November.
November the 20th. Same day that Man in the High Castle shows up
on Amazon.
It's going to be a long weekend.
It's going to be... That's my birthday weekend. So funny there.
My sister's birthday weekend.
Really? That's...
Her birthday is November the 20th. So this all is coming out on her birthday. That's why I can remember it.
My birthday is November 19th. But anyway, we'll continue.
Carry on.
Just a little bit. Really looking forward to see what that turns out to be. I should really, really start catching up on things on Netflix. That is my real priority. Hemlock Grove has been recommended to me.
I hear mixed things about that one.
Yeah, its final season premieres also in November, as well on Netflix.
Did you watch Daredevil?
I haven't watched Daredevil yet.
You should do that before Jessica Jones comes.
Okay.
That
yeah.
should probably be your first catch up to
That's
get ready for Jessica
catch-up.
Jones.
And I'm really looking forward to that. That's already there, and Jessica Jones comes out on the 20th. Yeah, I've plenty of time to watch Daredevil.
Daredevil's fantastic. Second favorite
show.
Yeah,
Daredevil.
2015.
Yeah.
After Mr. Rupert.
Fargo as well. If I probably won't be able to catch that straight away, but I'm really, really looking forward to that.
Fargo? Is that what you said?
That's about Fargo, yeah.
The first season? Or did you watch the first season?
I didn't watch that season.
I want to watch the first season, but yeah. I hadn't got there yet. It's on my, like, it's on the list. But then I got this other podcast that I'm doing where I have to watch all this other stuff.
Yeah, right.
But now I don't have time.
And, one of my
entire season and a half of Arrow over the summer.
This is, well, you know, this is true. But also another show that has been recommended to me, and it's about a trillion seasons. I don't know. I actually don't know how many seasons of it there is, but How to Get Away with Murder is another show that was recommended.
And there's only one so far. I think the second season is premiering this week, maybe? Next week?
What's coming out? What's it called? It's Black Mirror. I think Netflix just ordered 13 more episodes.
Yeah, that's another one I want to watch. But, you know. Also,
I really, really want to check out Oprah's Masterclass. Really, I'm not, I'm not just joking. But no, they're the ones I'm excited about. I really need to catch up on Daredevil before Jessica Jones comes out, and How to Get Away with Murder is also on.
I'd start with Daredevil. It's a really good show, really solid, and you know it'll get you ready for Jessica Jones because I know there's going to be tie-ins. They've already said there is going to be. So,
Netflix season series.
A cinematic universe and a small screen universe.
I think they're gonna cross over to some. Because I think Daredevil's supposed to show up in Civil War, maybe? Question mark? Cameo? I don't know. Rumors and stuff.
That right.
My voice just keeps going higher than I'll even make it true.
Like Captain America. I mean, Avenger movie is going to be
epic. This is like an epic odyssey that Marvel has been going on, hasn't it?
Yeah, which, I don't know. When does Civil War come out, actually? That's a really good question that I should know the answer to. It's only on SmackDown, isn't it? Speaking of which.
I think.
It's in the summer SmackDown.
Is it in the summer SmackDown?
May?
It might be the May one. You're probably not wrong.
I don't know. I can't remember.
They
There's so
it
many.
Back because of Spider-Man, right? Because Spider-Man's going to be in it now, right?
Spider-Man is going to be in it. That is confirmed.
May 6th. There you go.
Marvel. Days. Schedule. There we go.
Okay. Yeah, May 6th is Captain America.
What about Doctor Strange? Is Doctor Strange this summer or is it?
Doctor Strange is November 4th of next year.
I was about to say 1930 because I legitimately
1930.
Said 1930.
So Doctor Strange is in a year. We got a year until Doctor Strange.
And that November 4th, Benedict Cumberbatch as Doctor Strange, right?
Oh, yeah.
Gonna be
Sherlock himself.
Benedict Cucumbers.
And I guess it's going to be Origin, right? I mean, Doctor Strange.
I assume. I don't know. Probably.
1930.
That one's going to be kind of odd because it's really odd, magic in it.
So, yeah. We got a while until our Marvel geeky stuff comes. In the meantime, we got that that other movie, what is it? Star Wars? Yes.
Star Wars.
Are you going opening day or are you going to wait like a few days?
I doubt I'll get to go opening day because children. I have children, so I probably won't get to go opening day. But I probably will go opening weekend. We'll see.
I'm not tempted to go before the American release. A lot of people are here. But because knowing me, if I go before the American release, I'll open my huge mouth and say something that people will hate me for.
You'll open your huge mouth and we will punch you right in it.
Well, and considering it's 20 days before Disney trip, I don't want to piss anyone off. That's the last thing I want to do.
Alright, well.
Did you see the video of Star Wars Day? Of like everyone rushing the stores for the toys?
I did not. You talking about Force Friday?
Yeah, Force Friday.
No.
Well, it was insane.
Like Black Friday. Just people crazy.
Yeah, Black Friday for Star Wars. Yeah. I'm wondering, did any of the toys like spoil
All
anything
for a
from the movie?
I mean, some of them were named. but I don't know that it really spoiled anything.
No.
It's not like Qui-Gon's funeral. Mark, right?
Qui-Gon's funeral.
Spoiler, soundtrack. Oh, Jesus.
No, that movie came in 99. We're good.
It's been 16 years. Oh, man, if I say it like that. Oh, my God.
We might have 15-year-olds.
Oh, Phantom Menace. Saw that movie in the theater 5 times.
Why?
Because I was a freshman. Or no, I was in high school. Oh, my okay. My sensibilities had not grown quite yet. And yeah, I thought it was awesome.
Way too long.
Yeah, if I watched it now, I probably would hate it. I haven't watched it in probably 14, 12 years. I don't know. It's been a long time.
2 hours, 16 minutes, guys. Come on, man.
Still shorter than Transformers Age of Extinction.
Oh, that movie.
That movie was about, an hour.
No, the first Star Wars movie and a half too long. There were too many big events. I mean, I don't know if you mean, because there was the pod racing and then there was the final battle, right?
Mm-hmm.
It just felt like it could have ended at that for the pod racing.
Trade Federation something something, smoke and lightsabers.
But we needed and that final battle in there.
Riding around in the submarine. Natalie Portman with too much makeup. It all happened.
We needed that final battle in there for the 17 various Flash games that spawned from episode 1.
Did we? Did we really need that?
Hey, I was 6 years old when that movie came out. So we got really quickly.
Hey, I had Podracer on the N64. Thank you very much.
I did too. I played the hell out of it on my living room floor. I didn't actually see it when that was first released. My mother took me.
Nice.
About our relationship now. But anyway, I'm kidding. Only because that movie is so bad.
I know. My dad took me and my sister to see Batman and Robin. And I still feel kind of bad for him for that. Man, that movie was bad. That movie was real bad.
The stories were they were bad, yes, but they were in a, comic book bad kind of sense, right? I mean,
I don't know. It was more of nipples on the bat suit than too much neon kind of bad.
What do you think about the first two Batman? Batman and Batman Returns.
Does. And I haven't watched it in a long time, but I'm one of the people who actually like Batman Forever. But I haven't watched it in a while, so I don't know if I still do or not.
Batman
at the time,
Forever
I loved
the
it.
The one with Mr.
The Riddler.
Reed,
right? Huh?
Oh, no, the Riddler and Two-Face.
Riddler and Two-Face and Robin. That's where Robin first shows up.
Right.
Right on.
Then
we got
in typical geek out fashion, we diverged really, really quickly off topic. So.
It's okay. TV stuff. Neither of you watch live TV apparently, so catch up on your Netflix stuff. There's good stuff there. And okay. If you want to watch Gotham season 1, it's pretty good. It's not great. Don't set your expectations too high, but season 2 of Gotham, 2 episodes in so far, is fan-frickin-tastic.
I've heard how terrible Gotham can be.
Really good. They've made it much, much better in season 2.
Have they just, cleaned it up in season 2, or is it just less glossy?
The writers fixed it. They've got the tone right now. They've kind of got a nice mix of dark stuff plus, just crazy bonkers off the wall kind of silly comic book stuff.
Is it pretty much like a crime drama with a Batman name sprinkled in it?
Season 1, yes. Season 2, a little less so. At least so far.
Is that person supposed to be the Joker or what?
Which one?
I don't know what to say to
The one on the season 2 commercials?
Yes.
The one that's acting like the Joker?
Yeah,
I think so. They haven't named him the Joker or anything, but it's gotta be. This may be a spoiler, but even in the last episode, he did Mark Hamill voice. Straight up. Straight up did Mark Hamill voice.
I have to finish it. Because I think the last episode I saw of season 1 was when season one's already out, so was when someone comes back from the dead.
Okay. Yeah, I think I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Someone waddles back from the dead.
Yes.
Waddles. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh,
spoiler.
No.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, that was, yeah. Wow.
It's what, the first, second episode?
Yeah, that's like the third episode where he comes back. So it's not comes, that big of a
spoiler. No, where he comes waddling back. Waddling back.
Well, I mean, and at the end of the pilot is when he, they reveal that he wasn't really killed. So, you know, it's fine. It's fine.
Yes.
Wait, Agent Carter's going to have a season premiere?
Yes, it is.
This happened.
And if anyone hasn't watched season one of Agent Carter, go watch it. It's only 8 episodes, and it's amazing. It's so
yes,
great.
Yes, I saw Agent Carter, and oh my gosh.
So,
is
so,
there
so
a
good.
Premiere date for it?
January, I think.
January?
Sometime in okay. January. Yeah. It's between, and it's during S.H.I.E.L.D.'s break. So whenever the first half of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s third season finishes. Then it starts Agent Carter during that break.
Short and sweet season?
Yeah, I think it's also another 8-episode season, which I like. I'm a fan of short seasons. I think it makes the shows better. I think Arrow would be better with shorter seasons. I think S.H.I.E.L.D. would be better with shorter seasons.
Buff.
Yeah, Gotham would also be better with shorter seasons, but it's okay.
Isn't the first season of Gotham like 20-some episodes?
Yeah, like 22, I think. 22 episodes. Which,
yeah.
I think I have more fluff in my pillow.
I'm fine
That's
with
okay.
26 episodes if they're half hours.
Yeah. I have no problem if they're half hour episodes. But if it's an hour long drama, I like them. Anywhere from 8 to 13 episodes is a nice, good season, I think. You don't really need more than that. Because then it starts getting too stretched out and fluffy in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I love Game of Thrones. I don't know if you're watching it.
No, I don't have HBO. Or
okay.
pay for HBO.
Well, HBO Now is, I think, it's, what is it, $15 a month?
Yeah, something like that.
Which I can tell their subscriber numbers. Game of Thrones, season start, season end.
Season end.
Yeah, but it just goes up and straight down during the
week. I don't know. Some people probably stuck around for True Detective and then were really disappointed in season two.
No, I haven't seen True Detective. Some coworkers of mine have.
True Detective season one is so good. Like, season one of True Detective is great, but apparently season two is just awful.
But yeah, like, Game of Thrones is 10 episodes, no fluff, all story.
Nice.
It's all boobies too, so you don't want to fluff and boobies.
Yeah, you can't go
fluff
an episode without
and boobies. Sorry, I want to enunciate my words.
How do you fluff boobies? I'm confused.
We call it.
I mean, I'm sure they have a fluffer on set, but I don't think it's for the boobies.
I'm pretty sure it is for the boobies.
Oh, fluffer on set. Oh my. That's not going to be a show title, but that's going to be one of the ones.
It's going to be in the summary at least.
Yes.
But, is there anything else, Jazz, that you're excited about TV-wise? I was about to say,
I covered it all. I'm excited about Jessica Jones. I'm surprisingly excited about Gotham now. Season 2 has very much changed me. Excited about Man in the High Castle coming, and excited about Agent Carter. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., that's still good too, but...
What about The Late Show with Stephen Colbert?
Stephen Colbert? I've watched some clips, but I can't stay up that late. I got kids, man. I gotta go to bed.
Yeah, well.
They get up at like 6 in the morning.
His character, it's actually him, right?
Yeah, it's different. And he's still trying to find his footing, I think. Because like some stuff's really funny and some stuff just doesn't quite hit right. But
he's trying for that.
He'll get
18 to 35 market, right?
Something like that.
Something like that.
Because I know the older hosts were going for like the older audiences, right?
I mean, if you nail that's weird. If you nail down the younger demographic, you've got pretty much everything covered. Did my mic just go really weird then? That's
a little bit. You're sounding a little
Okay.
I'm not sure what just happened.
I don't know what just happened either. I don't know.
Maybe we should just wrap it up. Wrap it up before Dale's mic goes completely insane.
Before I die.
Catches fire.
Crunchy robot Dale.
Before I catch fire. That's not recommended. Is that slightly better? I don't know. I'm confused. Confused little cookie. Speaking of confused cookie, can we just .com/geekio? That's, I don't know what. Our site, which has every show note, or notes, has every show, comma.
Do you want us notes, to do the read, Gale?
Huh? Yeah, we might need to do the read, Gale. You're dying pretty bad there.
Am I?
I'll take it. You can reach the show at twitter.com/geekioshow. Our site, which has every show, notes, and more, is at geek-io.net. .net. It's .com. geekioshow@gmail is our email, or you can call us at 727-489-4335. That's 727-489-GEEK. Also remember, we record Thursdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, and you can watch us live and chat with us in the chat room at geek-io.net/live. And mobile listeners can tune in when we're actually streaming to TuneIn Alpha Geek Radio at tunein.alphageekradio.com.
As well as twitch.tv/geekioshow.
Oh, yes, and Twitch. That too. We should put that in the notes.
And so
what's happening next week, Raul?
Next week, we're going to have a special show, the Winter Movie Smackdown.
Dun, dun, dun.
I wonder what everyone's going to be saving their money for.
Star Wars.
I don't know. I don't even want Star Wars.
Am I back, by the way? Is this
you're sounding a little better. You're sounding a little stronger.
Okay,
So pretty much a Disney movie is probably going to take the whole thing.
Yeah, probably.
But you have to get it for a decent price.
Yeah, that's the key. If we can make somebody pay $100 for it, then the rest of us should be pretty safe. But we're definitely not going to let anybody get it for $40. Or $30.
Yeah, it's not going for any less than like 50 or 60.
Probably. We'll see. We shall see. Tune in next week to find out how much Star Wars goes for. But this week on the Geek-IO Network, the Small Screen Spoiler Show is back! Which kind of spoiled because it's part of our Geek-IO thing. That's the other show that I was talking about that I'm on, that it's about TV shows.
Yeah.
We're talking. Okay. Episode 1, if it's not up on the site already, it should be very soon. I should ask CJ if he's posted it yet. We talked about Gotham, Season 2 premiere. We talked about Heroes Reborn premiere. And we talked about Season 1 of Mr. Robot in its entirety. So come check out the details on that. And I also give my opinion of Arrow Season 1 and 2. Which you already got a little bit here, but... Extra Life is on November the 7th. Stay tuned for exciting news. Or existing news is the news.
Existing news.
Existing news on how we're getting involved. How It Stacks should have some... their 50th is coming up real soon. I don't know if it'll be on the site this week or next, but stay tuned for that, and I'm sure Neil will have something up for you as well. Just head over to the site, check things out. There's all kinds of good stuff. You want to try for the next one, Dale? I think
I can hold out. Can I hold out? No, I can hold out. I think people should give us money. That'd be pretty cool.
Please donate so we can get Dale a better setup. You can head over to patreon.com/geekeye to help out with a small monthly donation.
$5 for all of that content. We'll give you just site, course, whatever shout out at the top of the show. If you think it's worth $10, we'll read the Twitter length post.
We can be heard on Stitcher Radio. Search for Geek-IO to help us out if you do. As well as on iTunes, be sure to leave us an honest review, and we'll gladly read it on the show.
On the show! On the show! Show title candidates!
Show!
Show. Am I not talking? I am talking. I'm talking right now. Stetalic Analyst, episode number 123. The Crunch is back.
It is indeed.
Cookies. Cornflake sushi. Put the Coke in your butler. Hulk smash the marathon. Love those uniform panels. Can't go wrong with those love panels and two-hoos tacos. Harvest Moon Blood. No, sorry. Super Harvest Blood Moon End of the World. Hold on while I fix my knobs. Waiting back from the dead.
Waddling. There's an L in there.
There's an L in there. Cool. Fluffer on set. I'm pretty sure it's for the boobies.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm positive it's for the boobies. Well, on that exciting, very, very exciting note, we're going to get out of here. Is there anything else you want to say before we head on out here for the night?
Smelly cookies. Yes, please.
Yes, please. Wow, that's a callback and a half.
Smelly cookies could just mean that they have a strong smell, not that it's a bad smell, right?
Exactly.
Exactly. It doesn't affect the taste. Remember this. Alrighty. We're going to get out of here. Thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you all next time. Why the hell did that queue up a file called Golden Dream? That's not the file I wanted.
Are you sure you didn't want Golden Dream?
Alrighty. We're going to get out of here. Thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you all next time. Why the hell did that queue up a file called Golden Dream? That's not the file I wanted.
Are you sure you didn't want Golden Dream?
I want Golden Dreams in my ear holes right now. See ya.
This has been a Geek.io production. Copyright 2015. Geek.io. Geek and Geek.io.